I'm Ian Dowling and this is the Thinking Out Loud podcast. Thank you for stopping by. In this podcast, I'll be sharing thoughts, ideas, stories, anything that I think could possibly inspire someone else to do the things they love doing or to find something they love doing. And also, I just want to remind us all, including myself, that life is not as serious as we often think it is. So thank you for stopping by and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hey people, happy Wednesday. Well, it is a Wednesday here in Australia at least. I hope you're having an awesome week wherever you are in the world. I'm going to talk today about creativity and I'm going to use an analogy and some techniques that I use to help get the creative juices flowing, to help that inspiration come. And you know, it often seems that inspiration, creativity just comes randomly sometimes and that we can't actually decide when it comes. But although I do believe that the best inspiration and ideas do come spontaneously for sure, but I think there's things that we can do to make it come more routinely and come more often. And I'm going to use the analogy of siphoning fuel from a car. Now, if you don't know what that is, it's when you've got one car, you've run out of fuel, and you're nowhere near a petrol station, so you need to use another car to take fuel from to fill up your car. And what you do is you get a bit of hose, you put the hose into the car that has fuel, and you begin to suck on that hose until the fuel comes all the way to the top. You end up with a bit of fuel in your mouth, it's pretty disgusting, and then you chuck the end of that hose into the car that has no fuel, and then the fuel just naturally flows and it keeps flowing. However it works, I don't know, whatever, you know, gravity, momentum, whatever it is. But once you get it flowing, then it continues to flow. It just needs a bit of a start from yourself sucking on it to get it going. And creativity, I often feel, is a lot like this. I feel like by having a routine of creating, we can get that creativity coming every day, that inspiration coming every day. Journaling is probably the best example I can use, the easiest example. You know, if you're someone that likes writing, often we wait for ideas to come before we write anything down, or we wait for ideas to come before we make a podcast, or we wait for ideas to come before we make a painting. Whatever your creative process is, sometimes we feel like we have to wait before we do it. And I was thinking about this a lot lately because I was on Christmas holidays and I didn't make a podcast for a while, and in my own head I was thinking, oh, I haven't had any great ideas for a podcast. And then I remembered that I've been all out of routine. I haven't been journaling over the Christmas, I haven't been running as much, I haven't been doing my normal daily routines, which is where I always come up with my inspiration and where I feel creative and when I get my ideas. And I thought about this analogy of siphoning fuel, because for me personally, with writing a journal, I feel like writing a journal is like siphoning the fuel from the car. We start to write, and it doesn't matter what you write. You write down about your day. Like, there's so many people with so many different ideas on what you should journal, but really, it doesn't really matter. You start to write whatever it is, whatever's in your head, and it's like siphoning the fuel from the car. Once you start writing, it's like it unlocks the place wherever that creativity inspiration lies, and all of a sudden different ideas flow. It might not be related to journaling, but it might be related to anything. Even if you want to get into painting or writing music or writing a poem or coming up with a good idea of something romantic to do for your partner or coming up with an idea for a business or coming up with an idea for a pitch for a sales presentation, whatever it is, writing down on a journal somehow unlocks the gateway and creativity starts to flood. And it works for me all the time, and it works for all different things. Sometimes I'll be journaling and I'll come up with an idea for something in work. Sometimes I'll come up for an idea for a podcast. But journaling somehow unlocks that creativity. And, you know, a lot of people that are artistic and creative often don't like routine, or they think they don't like routine. But, and I haven't made up this quote, but, and it might even be, you know, I think Jocko Willink used to say, discipline will set you free. But someone else said, routine will set you free. And I really, really believe it. Because when you have routines in your life, particularly journaling, it really does set you free. Because if you're an artistic person and you're sitting around waiting for creativity to happen, sometimes you can be waiting a long time. But having a simple routine of journaling can just unlock the floodgates of creativity. And it doesn't have to be journaling. You know, it couldn't be just getting out that easel and starting to paint. It might be just doing anything on the easel. But somehow, when you start to do the action that you're aiming to do, the creativity starts to come. Like for a podcast, sometimes I'll just be in my bedroom just talking crap to myself, or, you know, singing a song or whatever it is. And for some reason, just talking words or singing words makes what I want to talk about start to come. And the added point to that would be the intention. So, you know, for me making a podcast, I'll go for a run. Before that run, I'll set an intention that I want to make a podcast today, and I would like an idea that's worth sharing. And 90% of the time before I finish that run, or just after, maybe when I'm in the shower, an idea will come to me to talk about. So I feel that if you are trying to improve your creative process, why not try setting an intention in the morning, whatever it is, of what it is you would like to do, whether it's paint a painting, write a book, make a podcast, whatever it is, and just let that be, set that intention. And then either then or later on, get out the journal, get out a notebook, and just start writing whatever's in your head. Don't think about it, don't overanalyze it, just start writing, and you might be surprised with what starts to come into your head. You might be surprised at what you unlock just by journaling. You know, it's a really, really powerful tool, and I think that we can definitely encourage creativity and inspiration to flow into our heads. And, you know, sometimes I wonder if maybe it's because creativity and inspiration is not supposed to be stored. You know, maybe we have to just unlock it, and it has to be a live flow, and we have to then put it onto paper, or put it into a podcast, or put it on the canvas. You know, maybe if we write it down and take too many notes, maybe the life in it starts to die. And maybe that's the reason why we have to trust that it's just going to come when we need it. And all we got to do is start, you know, just that analogy of siphoning fuel. Like, we just have to trust that it will come. But once it starts to come, it'll just keep flowing. And we don't have to know what's coming next. We don't have to completely analyze everything, but just have that routine of journaling, that routine of singing in the shower, whatever it is. But get into a routine, and you might be really, really surprised what flows on from that. So thank you very much for listening. Really, really appreciate it. Love to hear any ideas you have yourself. You know, shoot me an email, or I don't know if you can leave comments on these podcasts, maybe not, but definitely shoot me an email, and I'll look forward to speaking to you again soon. Bye for now.